Welcome back to Nasty Girl Podcast, y'all. This is your host, Hazel, and we are at the end of the season. Welcome back, you nasty motherfuckers. I'm your host, Hazel, and this is will be the last episode of the year. And I am so excited for this episode. I've been honestly wanting to do this episode for such a long time. And I thought, what better way to end out the season with a bang? With a bang for all my bad bitches. With a bang for all my badass bitches and my bad niggas out there that's looking to be taken care of. I am here to save the day, bitches. I am here to help you. But first, let me start off my little weekly update. Before we jump into it. Now, this episode 22, will be the last episode of the year and ending out the season. Now, I got a little bit of surprises. If you guys follow me on my social medias, you guys will see I'll be posting closely towards Christmas, whether or not I got a surprise for you guys or whatever. But season 2 will resume promptly in January after I get back from my cruise. Yes, I did say cruise. So I will be going on a cruise, guys, to Mexico. I am very excited. Me and my man are going on a cruise. This is like a very like first vacation, like outside the country together. So I'm a little excited. Of course, you know, fucking and sucking all on the boat, baby. Like, I mean, I've never had boat sex. I never had sex on the water, but baby, I am going to tell you guys when I get back how the orgasms were floating on water. I can just imagine. And honey, I told that man, I said, baby, let me let you know. When we get off the boat and we get to our resort in Cozumel, I think that's how we say Cozumel, and we get to our private resort, baby, once I find me a nice little bathroom, like no Henry, I'm gonna suck your dick in the bathroom. Don't play no games, bruh. Because I'm gonna be turned on and drunk off of tequila. Fresh tequila. That's all I keep saying. It's fresh tequila. Okay? And now everybody knows me and tequila don't get along. I get real crazy on tequila, but I feel like this kind of tequila, because it's gonna be so fresh and so good, I'm gonna be so horny. I ain't gonna be able to do anything else but fuck my man all the goddamn time, you know? Like, you know, we may have a baby. Who knows? But, yeah. Got mine, you know? And sometimes, you know, I like to call my man my little sugar daddy sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. Because, you know, he not paying for all of it. I'm paying for some of it. He not paying for all of it. But, you know, he paying for most of it. And, you know, my man take care of me. My man love me. My man take care of me. You know, it's real nice, right? It's real nice to get taken care of, right? My man for Black Friday bought me some UGG boots. Excuse me. Bought me some UGG boots. And, honey, they are the ones I wanted from last year, but they sold out last year. The Bailey Buttons. If you are a UGG girl, you know which ones I'm talking about. Those are the fucking fierest ones. The Bailey Buttons are the most fierest UGGs. Men, take notes. If you want to buy your girl some UGGs this year, I don't care where the hell you are. I'm in Texas. And my man got Tim's and I got UGGs, baby. We are walking around. I don't care what kind of degree weather it is. And I'm putting on my UGGs. I don't care. It's whatever. But yeah, you want to buy your girl some Uggs, honey? Let me let you know. Those are the Uggs to buy. Those are the Uggs to get, honey. There's no playing no games with that one. The Bailey Buttons, all right? All right. Let your girl know. Hazel put you on. Let your girl know. Hazel put you on. But now, let's get into the real shit. Like I said, you know, sometimes I call my man my sugar daddy. You know, sometimes, you know, like I give him some sugar all the goddamn time. I love my man, right? He loves spending money on me. I love spending money on him. I may be his sugar mama because I bought him a Switch. I ain't gonna lie. I tried to get the PS5, y'all. I really did. I tried my hardest. But, you know, we're happy with the PS4. I feel like we're happy. I bought him 2K22. I think it's, 2K22. So, yeah. and I got him Madden. So, you know, I feel like we're both each other's sugar babies. You know, we both loving each other, right? So this episode, y'all, I thought I would go ahead and put y'all on to getting a sugar daddy. Now, this is not where I found my man. My man is not a sugar daddy for real. But he's my sugar daddy. I ain't gonna lie, he's my sugar daddy. But everybody always asks, how do I get a sugar daddy? How do I become a sugar baby? I want a man to take care of me. I'm tired of paying all my bills. La la la. Right? Well, I'm tired of you bitches saying it. So I'm about to help you bitches get it. For real. All right? I've had sugar daddies, and I've had sugar daddies, all different kinds of sugar daddies. There's so many different kinds. But I'm going to go over the exact definition of what a sugar daddy is per the Urban Dictionary. All right? A sugar daddy is a rich older man who gives lavish gifts to a younger woman in return for her company and sexual favors. All right? That is the Urban Dictionary's definition of what a sugar daddy is, right? So, sugar daddies come in all different forms. And yes, they are mostly older men, but they don't have to be old men. You can find a sugar daddy in their 30s. I ain't gonna lie. That is very, very much possible. You can find a sugar daddy in their 80s. That is very much possible as well. Again, it all depends on the arrangement that you want with said sugar daddy. Now, I'm gonna tell you guys about my favorite sugar daddy real quick before I get into how to find a sugar daddy. Now, my favorite sugar daddy back when I was 18 and 19, honey, was Ron. And yes, I said 18. I graduated high school when I was 18. Don't play with me, y'all. But yes, his name was Ron. I can never forget Ron, okay? Unfortunately, Ron passed away a couple of years back. God rest his soul. He was an amazing man. I unfortunately was not able to attend the funeral because his kids probably would have kicked my ass. Would have probably jumped me like it wasn't shit. But I'm gonna explain everything and explain why they probably would have kicked my ass and jumped me for, you know, everything I fucking got, right? So Ron was an older man, very old. He was, when we met, I want to say he was 62, 63, around that age, right? Handsome, white, older man. Yes, I did say white. I have no preferences when it comes to sugar daddies and money. You know, money can come from all kinds of colors of people, no matter if it's coming to me. That's all that matters, right? So Ron and I had an arrangement where he would pay for my time for company. All Ron wanted to do was talk. That's all Ron wanted to do. His wife died maybe 5-6 years back before we had met. And Ron was lonely. All Ron wanted was company. Ron wanted a friend. Ron wanted someone to talk to whenever he felt he had time to talk to someone. He didn't have time for a full-time girlfriend. No, so he didn't go for that. But he wanted someone to talk to when he wanted to talk to you, right? And at the time, I didn't have much going on. I was in college, and he understood that. I didn't have much going on. So whenever he was ready to talk, I was ready to listen. Yes, that did involve sometimes there was sugar involved, but not all the time. Ron and I met for, I want to say, a total of 2 to 3 weeks before the arrangement started. We went on multiple dates. We went talking, and he took me out to a lot of different places, and we also went to the movies because I love going to the movies. Ron was what I consider a fairly considerable sugar daddy, right? Because he didn't require sugar every time we met. I'm gonna say sugar, right? We all know what sugar is. So he didn't require that every time we met. But he did want company. He did want, you know, someone to listen and talk to him and have an intelligent conversation with. Now, if you couldn't hold a conversation, you were not the right girl for him. Okay? You were not the right girl for him. So our arrangement didn't start for a whole month of us talking. I wanted to make sure that Ron was not going to scam me, and he was going to make sure I wasn't going to scam him. It had to be a fairly mutual agreement. with us both, and he told me what he wanted and what I wanted. I was in college at the time. I needed help with bills. I needed help with books. And Ron was willing to pay for all that plus more. So it was that he paid for all my books and stuff. He paid for a couple of my phone bills. Sometimes he paid my rent for me. And if I didn't have and I asked him to pay for it, he would do that. He would splash me with gifts and stuff like that. And whenever he wanted to see me, he would pay for my time then. It wasn't a weekly arrangement. So that's what we agreed to, because at the time I still was working. I had a job. I was serving and bartending. So it wasn't like I was broke. I had my own job. I just wanted someone else to pay my bills. I didn't really care the fact of having money in hand that much, because I already had money in hand. So in my mind, that's what my perfect arrangement was. Now, for everyone else, that's different for them, right? So me and Ron, we were going strong for about 1 to 2 years, right? And Ron and I feel like Ron started to like me a lot. And I think when he attempted to, and I want to say attempt, this did not happen. He attempted to put me in his will, because he started to get real sick when we were together. And we started seeing each other less and less. But he had auto payments for my rent. So it would automatically take out of his account. Which was nice, right? I didn't have to worry about it. But when he was in the hospital, I would go see him after his family would be gone. He would send me a text and say, hey, my children have left if you want to come by. You know, and I would go see him, of course. Ron and I had a really fair relationship, honestly. I never asked him to do anything that he wouldn't be comfortable with at all. However, Ron, being Ron, he was such a giving person. He bought me everything I wanted and gave me lavish gifts. He almost put me in his will if something had happened to him, right? Thank God that never happened, because I never even wanted anything from him like that. Now, some women may want to do that, but not me. Not me. Not me at all, y'all. I promise you. That is not me as a person. His kids found out because the lawyer contacted his oldest daughter. He had 4 kids, 2 girls and 2 boys, his oldest daughter. I guess he was trying to, I'm not too sure how much he was trying to leave to me or whatever, but I remember one day her popping up on us. We were out to eat, and you know, she said I was trying to coerce him into leaving me stuff in his will, and I never even knew nothing about it, right? Couple months later, I actually met the man I am with now, and I ended up cutting things off with Ron. Because I wanted a real relationship. Not saying that me and Ron weren't happy together. I didn't like the fact that all his children hated me. And I didn't want them to think that I was trying to coerce his dad into whatever, their dad into whatever, right? But Ron still wanted a sugar baby at the end of the day, right? So my friend at the time, one of my friends at the time, I had actually told her about Ron many times, and he had met her before. We had went on dates all together before. And I said, I actually gave her my sugar daddy. Now, this is a common thing that does happen, because you kind of do get feelings for your sugar daddy sometimes. And I didn't want him to be alone. I wanted him to still have that person to talk to, because I don't think his kids understood how much he did miss his wife, how much he did miss being with his wife. And that's almost what we talked about sometimes. You know, and how things was like when he was raising his kids, and how she would do certain things and stuff like that. You know, and all he wanted was someone just to listen to him. You know, like a paid therapist. I was a paid therapist, I guess. You know? And I ended up giving her my sugar daddy. Ron ended up dying 2 years later, unfortunately. And she ended up going to the funeral, and in my behalf, also, you know, sent flowers and stuff like that. But that was a really good experience of having a sugar daddy for me, right? That was a perfect arrangement that I liked. Now, there was other arrangements that I had while with Ron, but honestly, he was my favorite because he didn't require but so much. And that right there was something that I really liked. Now, if you want a sugar daddy, you have to find out what you want. If you want a weekly allowance, you need to state that up front. Now, you're not going to get that up front. You have to go on dates to get that. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys where I found Ron. Now, this app right here, and this is number one app still out till this day. This was back in 2016 when I first got on this app and I found Ron. Back in 2016, this app is still number one till this day. And men have to pay. Sugar daddies have to pay to be on this app. So it's more or less that you are likely to get scammed. But there's like a 25% chance you could still get scammed. 75% chance that you don't. But still a 25% chance that you could get scammed. If you do not play your cards right and you are not upfront. And you're not showing that you're only money hungry. The moment that you show that you're only money hungry and you're only here for the money, boom, scam. Now, the best dating app, honestly, for finding a sugar daddy is Seeking. Seeking.com. It used to be called Seeking Arrangements, but now they changed the name to Seeking. Seeking.com. Best app out there. And also, if you, as a woman, pay for this app as well, even though you don't have to, you get more. You're more likely to find an exclusive sugar daddy because he knows that you're not trying to scam either. You see what I'm saying? Because they can see if you're a premium member, and you can see if they're a premium member. You want premium members that are paying the big bucks, I promise you. It's less for women, but it's more for men. Now, something that you don't want to do, if you get that message from a man, and we've all got the messages on Instagram talking about, oh, let me give you $3,500 a week, la la. I'm going to pay all your bills. I'm looking for a sugar baby. I'm going to send you money right here, right now. That's a scam. That is a scam. No man is doing that. No legitimate, in their right mind, man is doing that. I'm telling you now, you're about to get scammed. Now, how me and Ron started our arrangement was not via any kind of direct deposit. Now, yes, he did end up starting paying my rent via auto pay, but that all that gave him was my address. That's all I gave him. He had nothing really to do with anything else. It's all he did was give him my address. But that was months down the road. Now, the first payment was always in cash. Then I started trusting him more and more with sending me via Venmo. Venmo was at the time was pretty popular, and PayPal. He would send me money via PayPal, which was always nice as well too. PayPal has secure payments. I would not suggest you giving your bank information for someone to direct deposit money or direct deposit a check into your account, because right now that's a huge scam that's going around. If you see that on social media, like, hey, if you have Chase Bank tap in, that's what they're doing. They're putting a fake check into your account, hoping that, you know, you get some money that's going to be available, even though the check is going to bounce. And then you're going to take the money that was available out, and then the check bounces, and then your account is closed. Boom. So that's one thing that I would watch out for. Don't do it. Now, the next app, I would say, for paid dates. A lot of women want to go on dates with men. And if you don't want to give no sugar, right, but you want a paid date, this may be the best for you, right? This may be the best app for you, all right? It's whatsyourprice.com. These are for men to take you out on dates and pay you guys to go on dates. They will pay you to sit in front of you, have a conversation, a legitimate conversation. Let me say that. An intelligent conversation. If you cannot hold a conversation about anything else but your baby daddy in the goddamn hood, don't fucking do this. If you can't hold a serious conversation, yes, you nest. You don't have to know everything about accounting, Wall Street, any kind of stock. You don't have to know all that. Yes. Yes, I do my research on a lot of different things. So therefore, I can hold a conversation about different stuff. I personally like sports, so I can hold a conversation about sports. But you don't have to know everything. But you have to at least know how to hold a conversation or even say, oh, I've never heard of that before. Do you mind explaining it to me? Simple as that. And then they can just go on, going on and on. Because men love the fact of thinking that they're teaching you something. Even if they're not really teaching you anything. But they love the fact of thinking that they are. Something to look out for. Now, next best thing to do is when you're looking for a sugar daddy and you didn't talk to this man, you didn't give him your phone number, whatever, whatever, don't ask for any money up front. Do not. Do not. If you want an out-of-state sugar daddy, at least have 3 to 4 video calls and be talking for at least a week or two before you actually start an arrangement with them. Because nobody's going to start an arrangement with you within the first week. This does take time. This does take time. It's not like a job, but it's like a relationship. If you're dating someone, you're not expecting them to go get your nails done the first day they meet you, right? So why would you expect that from a sugar daddy? It's the same thing. It's literally just a paid relationship. So I would say if you want a sugar daddy outside of the city and you want to be able to travel to see them, and you probably have to give up some sugar, I'm not going to lie, or have someone inside the city as well as you and still want to go and travel different places, there's traveling sugar daddies. There's people who just travel all the time and they want women to go with them, beautiful women to go with them while they travel. Because nobody wants to travel alone. So I would say the best website for this one was Miss Travel, MISSTravel.com. This one I have known for a fact that I've seen multiple girls, excluding some of my ex-stripper friends, use this website to travel to a place with a man, go strip in the same goddamn city, and still be being paid by him to spend a night with him and enjoy time with him. But also having that agreement that she's still going to go out and work that same night in whatever city they didn't flew to. Now, unless they didn't flew out of, you know, the country or whatever. Traveling and giving up sugar is something that I'm not going to say is required. If you don't want to give up any sugar, You have to say that. You have to say that I'm looking for a sugar daddy that's not looking for any sugar, but looking for companionship. There are sugar daddies that are looking for companionship. Like, they're looking for a companion to talk to. They're not looking for anything else because they probably already got that. And usually when you're looking for that, you want to look for married sugar daddies, because they're either looking for sugar or they're not, because they have sugar at home. Some people feel like at certain points of their marriage they can't communicate with their spouse anymore, so they're looking for companionship. Or you're looking for someone who is widowed, like Ron was widowed. His wife died 3 years before me and him met. He was looking for multiple sugar babies before he met me. When he met me, you know, we kicked it off. That was something that we really enjoyed. That was just something that I can honestly say was real genuine. Now, another place to go find sugar daddies is sugardaddymeat.com. This one right here, honestly, I feel like this one should be the best one. because this is best for verified sugar daddies, because you have to pay, you have to show verification, and you have to kind of show a little bit of how much you make. Like, you can't be on there talking about, oh, I'm verified, I'm paying, but where's your document saying that you have a job? Where's all this other stuff? They make you verify everything on that website. So you're looking for a man that's gonna make over 100K a year? Baby, that's the man right there. SugarDaddyMeat.com. That man is making over 100, 150K a year. He in a different tax bracket, baby. Something that we haven't even seen or touched yet. Okay? That is the man right there. Now, those men are going to require sugar. I ain't going to lie to y'all. If y'all ain't looking to give up no sugar, y'all ain't looking to give up nothing. Don't you dare get on that damn website. Don't y'all dare, because those men, those are premium men, but they are looking for someone to date, someone to spend all their money on, someone to see constantly, and someone that you can maybe get a weekly allowance out of. Most likely get a weekly allowance. Now, weekly allowances. I'm going to go ahead and say this now. Listen to me when you hear this. And this is for my men as well too, y'all. Men, there are gay sugar daddies out there. There are many of gay sugar daddies. You can look on these websites as well. If you are a gay man and you're looking for a sugar daddy, I promise you, as long as you type in that you're a man and you are looking for a sugar daddy, not a sugar mommy, looking for a sugar daddy, you will find gay men, gay sugar daddies on these websites as well. Now, weekly allowances. Ladies, men, do not ask for more than $1,000 a week. Ain't nobody, because you're not doing enough work. I promise you, you're not. You cannot. You have to have no job, no nothing. You cannot be, you have to be under that man's skin for $1,000 a week. Like, you have to be in that man's skin, okay? Don't ask for $3,000. Don't ask for $4,000. Don't ask for $5,000 a week. Unless you ask for $5,000 a month, then that's something different, okay? Don't ask for that. Don't ask for that. Let that man give you what he willing to pay. And then if you need something else, he most likely willing to give it. Say your weekly allowance is $500 a week, right? You automatically getting that. And then your arrangement is you pay extra when you see me. Also, we go on shopping sprees. We go out to eat, all this other stuff. But when we are together, you also give me money. As well, even if you don't see me, I still get the weekly allowance. SugarDaddyMeat.com is where you will find arrangements like that if you want an arrangement like that. Now, if you're looking for a long-term relationship with a sugar daddy, is RichMeatBeautiful.com is a great website for that. These men are looking for wives. These men are looking for wifey material. You may not be wiped up by them, but they're going to be in your life for a good minute. They may not even care to whatever you got going on the side, or if you got a real man in your life or whatever. These men may not care. But RichMeatBeautiful.com is a great website to find a sugar daddy. And I promise you, paying all your bills, you's going to be taken care of, honey. Taken care of. Now, for the best website that is monitoring scammers. They are monitoring. I'm not saying you will not get scammed on this website, but they are monitoring scammers. They are monitoring conversations. They are monitoring everything that goes on. If it seems like a scam, boom, blocked. They're blocking them. Establishmen.com. Now, this website right here, I like this website. This website is pretty nice. I've heard pretty great things about it. I've heard that you can find a sugar mommy on this website now, honey. If I found me a sugar mommy, I think my man would not care if we had a sugar mommy to love us. I personally do not know. I mean, I'm going to ask about it, all right? I'm going to ask about it. Now, the best website for popularity. Now, if you're looking for a popular sugar daddy, like he live in Miami and everybody know that man, I promise you, sugardaddy.com. SugarDaddy.com. Is where you gonna find him. If he popular, he known around the goddamn city, even in Houston, honey. You can see the man driving a Maserati, see him always at the goddamn club, always out at nice restaurants. He on sugardaddy.com. promise you that. Now, ladies, make sure that you are being careful on these websites. Make sure that you are not looking money hungry and that you're looking thirsty or looking like y'all need help. Because I promise you, these men will take advantage of you and scam the living shit out of you. Do not give out your bank information, your credit card information, nothing. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, secure payments only. Or just straight up cash. Fuck it. But don't expect money right away. It does take time, and you have to create a relationship between the both of you guys, and y'all have to come to a agreement on what you are looking for. If you can't do that, I don't want to talk to you. Fuck it. And men, this is the same thing for you guys. Do not look money hungry. Men can get scammed too. Gay men can get scammed too. Also, sugar mommies out there, like, if for a straight man, if you're looking for a sugar mommy, you can easily get scammed. You can easily get scammed. And if you're looking for a sugar mommy, men, Seeking.com has sugar mommies and sugar daddies, just to let you guys know. Now, I know this was a really quick episode, guys. I want to thank you guys so much for this past 6 months. It has been amazing. This season one has been so great to me. I'm so happy that I was able to do this and educate you guys on so many different things. I hope that we get to do this again. I got a surprise for you guys. Make sure y'all stay tuned. Follow my social medias. All of them be down in the description below. Make sure y'all rate my podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you all you guys who are watching via YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. I will see you guys back in January when I come back from my freaking cruise. I cannot wait to tell you guys about all the dick I done sucked all in Mexico, honey. And baby, I'm going to tell you guys if I found me a third. You know, I may have a nice little threesome on the boat. You know, if I found me a nice little single woman on the boat, we may have a nice little threesome. Oh my God. Honey, everything been running through my mind, y'all. I can't even lie. But I'm going to have to get out of here, you guys. I love you guys so, so much. And I will see you guys next year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Bye.